That's our intro music to Real Talk Sports, and welcome back as we broadcast to you right here live on Facebook. We also are broadcasting live on Periscope simultaneously. And as you can see, NBA Draft is happening right now. We want to give a shout out to UL Parks. My prediction for Atlanta is, I'm not sure what they're going to do yet. Everybody's talking about Luka Doncic. It does appear that Tony Ressler, the majority owner of the Hawks, is very interested in having him as part of the Hawks' new team. So I don't know why Luka Doncic is suddenly the hot ticket, but it does appear that he's going to be the guy that the Hawks are going to possibly select. Well, that could be a smokescreen. You don't know. But as you can see there, and I'm going to just get my face in the camera here. Let's zoom out just a little bit. Oh, get my microphone out of the way. And we'll raise the screen up just a little bit. There I am. Hey, guys. So like I said, we are watching the NBA draft along with you. And we're going to dial that volume down just a second here. Not down. There we go. Yeah, I'm doing something different here. I'm actually using a brand new camera that actually, for those of you who like to do live streaming, we have this new setup. And this camera that you're looking at here is called a PTZ camera. So it allows me, without my cameraman being here, to be able to, as you can see, turn the camera, go up and down, and even zoom in. So I'm very, very excited about having this camera as part of my arsenal now. So, again, we appreciate you guys. You can call us if you want to join in on the broadcast. Telephone number is 347-326-9991. And you'll be able to join us here on the broadcast with who you think the Hawks are going to pick, who you think that are going to be the number one pick overall. You guys let me know again. Give us a call at 347-326-9991. I'm going to launch the Periscope app here and see who has joined us here on Periscope, because I have, I'm trying to make sure that you guys can see me in better high def. So I've actually turned the camera to the rear-facing camera, so I can't see what's going on at all. So I'm going to have to periodically check in and see on the laptop who has joined us. Also, remember, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9991. It always amazes me every time I get on here is I have this froggy throat action going on. I'm not sure why that happens, but nevertheless, we're going to fight through it. We're going to be troopers and fight on through it here. Again, phone number, if you want to give us a call, 347-326-9991. Appreciate everybody who has joined us here on Periscope. Please share the broadcast if you like. We are here live from Atlanta watching the NBA draft. I'm going to try to see if I can flip the screen around for those of you who are watching us here on Periscope. You see I have the screen up right there. There it is now in front of me. And we're watching the NBA draft on the ESPN app on my iPad. And I'm sure you guys are watching it on the big screen at home. At some point, I might even take a break and bring my TV in here so we can all watch it together. But if you guys have an opinion on who you think the Hawks should pick in the number one pick, who you think should be the number one pick overall, give us a call. The Phoenix Suns are on the clock, 44 seconds left before the very first pick of the NBA 2018 draft will launch. Again, if you want to get in, we're going to go to the announcement right here. Here we go. I'm going to flip this around so you Facebookers can see it. DeAndre Ayton, no surprise there. Ayton was an absolute beast. That was a guy that I wanted to see drafted here by the Atlanta Hawks. So there it is, number one draft pick overall. Numero uno, DeAndre Ayton from Arizona. And that was, of course, expected by everyone. No surprise there. We want them here. A lot of people think that the big man is dead in the NBA, but I'm here to tell you that this guy is an absolute beast, 7 feet one, 260 pounds. Let me dial it back a little bit here. And he's a guy who I think is going to be a big impact player in the NBA overall. Again, if you want to join us live on the broadcast, you can give us a call right now, 347-326-9991. Tell us who you think the Hawks are going to pick. Are they going to go with Luka Doncic? Are they going to go with Marvin Bagley if he's available? Or are they going to do something crazy? Are they going to burn the number three pick and go all the way up and over the stretch and draft Trae Young, the Mercurial point guard out of Oklahoma? Let me know. Give us a call again, 347-326-9991. And again, we thank everybody who has joined us on Periscope. Curtis Bartner has joined us. We appreciate you, Curtis. Please share the broadcast, guys. We appreciate it very, very much. And we thank Marvin Bagley will be the next pick. That's by, I think that's Sean Jr. Show Radio on Periscope has said that the number two pick will be Bagley. I think it will be as well. That's another guy that I was hoping Atlanta would get. But again, there's really, at the end of the day, whether they pick up Luka Doncic, everybody's saying that this guy is kind of the best European player they've seen come out of the draft in some time. So hopefully he is all of that and he is as advertised. If not, don't be surprised if the Hawks do some type of trade to try to maybe trade back to get a player like Trae Young and maybe add some more pieces in the draft. Keep in mind the Hawks have not one, not two, but four first-round draft picks here in the upcoming NBA draft. Yeah, I'm going back to Facebook Live here. Ewell Parks is saying, I think that they would trade out of the pick before choosing Trae at number three. I think that's correct. I think that what they would probably do is try to stack load some additional picks. Don't be surprised because, remember, Atlanta has traded with the Cavaliers before. Don't be shocked if they potentially do something like trade with the Cavaliers. You know that Trae Young is a coveted post. A pick for LeBron James. LeBron is very, very high on Trae Young, so don't be surprised if Cleveland maybe potentially would decide to trade and go ahead and pick up young Mr. Trae Young. I was thinking about Trey Burke. I had an opportunity about 5 years ago when he was the player of the year in the NCAAs when they had the Final Four actually right here. I had a chance to interview him and his family. Matter of fact, if you guys want to see the interview, go to YouTube, Real Talk Sports TV, and you'll probably have to put in the search engine Trey Burke, and you'll see my interview not only with him, but the entire Burke family as he got drafted, I believe number six overall by Utah, but he was here getting the College Player of the Year. Let's go back now to Periscope and take a look here. Big shout out to HW1196 has joined us. We appreciate you. And again, appreciate Chris Barton and all the other people who have joined us. Please share the broadcast. Let's see those hearts popping. I love the hearts. It's a great thing. I love to see it. And also share the broadcast as well if you would like to do so. Again, you can follow us anywhere on social media at Real Talk Sports 7. We're there on Instagram. We're there on Facebook. Matter of fact, right now we're on Facebook Live. So if you want to check us out, thank you for the hearts. Much love here. Appreciate the hearts very, very, very much. And we appreciate, again, all those of you who have been so kind to join us on Periscope and on Facebook Live. Okay, again, DeAndre Ayton, the number one pick overall, going to the Phoenix Suns. No surprise there. Played and plied his trade right down the road at the University of Arizona. So no surprise that with the Suns having a bird's eye look at him, for some time that they went ahead and picked him. I'm going to type in here again. Please share the broadcast. I'm trying to find a way I can do this without typing. But, again, we appreciate each and every one of you who has decided to join us here on Periscope and also on Facebook Live, which I'm going to go back to in just a moment. So everybody on Facebook Live, be with me because I'm watching my computer screen here. So just hold on. Okay, number two pick. Here we go. Sacramento Kings. Ooh. The Hawks are now officially on the clock. Atlanta Hawks on the clock as the Sacramento Kings with the number two pick. Pick up, as expected, Marvin Bagley. Marvin Bagley, number two pick, is now gone to Sacramento. Big shout out to Sean Jarrett. Anthony Williams, also a big shout out to you as well. Appreciate everybody who has, again, joined us here on the broadcast. Please share if you love it or you like it. We would love to have more and more viewers pop on here with us. Again, we also want to give a big shout out to those who are watching on Periscope. We appreciate you so much for logging in to joining us on Periscope as well. So we appreciate you. We appreciate you joining us here. I will tell you, those of you who are watching here, yep, you called it. That's right. Sean Jr. Radio said he called it that Bagley was going number two overall, and he is gone. So now the Hawks are on the clock. Let's see, were they going to manufacture a trade, what they're going to do. But the Hawks are on the clock with draft pick number three. And we're actually broadcasting to you here just a scant 20 miles outside of downtown Atlanta. For those of you who follow me, or let me say this, for those of you who don't follow me, check me out on Real Talk Sports 7. You actually will see, if you scroll down my internet Instagram page, you will see some clips from me doing some courtside stuff at Hawks games. You also see some stuff from the Falcons. You also will see a lot of inspirational things as well, because I am also a licensed minister. So we try to give you some inspirational stuff as well. So, but again, check us out anywhere on social media at Real Talk Sports 7. Well, the number three pick has been a good pick in NBA history. Michael Jordan was picked as the number three pick some 30 plus years ago. So number three is a good spot. And so hopefully the Hawks will be able to select someone who will be able to impact the Atlanta franchise with the same type of franchise-changing ability, even as Michael was able to do with the number three pick back, I believe, in 1984. He was drafted by the Chicago Bulls. But if you want to have some fun with us joining on the broadcast, again, appreciate those of you who are commenting on Periscope and on Facebook. But if you actually want to chat it up with us so that people can hear you, you can call us at 347-326-326. 99-91. Okay, I'm gonna go here, as again the Hawks are on the clock. I'm just going to do some little housekeeping here, if you don't mind. I'm going to go ahead and do some sharing with the broadcast so people can find it. And I'm gonna just go off of this for just a second here. But again, we appreciate all those of you joining. Let's go back to Periscope Live. I want to give a shout out on Facebook Live to a good friend out of Detroit. Jerome Beasley is in the building. Has a great thing that he does up there, Checkup Sports. So we appreciate him for joining in as well. Again, phone line to call in if you want to join us is 347-326-9991. You have to excuse me for occasionally having a bad sound quality on the mic, because I have to remember my mics are sensitive and I have to speak right into the mic. So just forgive me for the times I'm kind of fading away and sounding a little raspy. I'm going to try to remind myself to stay right in that mic at all times, so everybody can hear it very, very well. Again, who do you think? Now, Atlanta now on the clock. Uh-oh. Breaking news. All right, there it is. It is official now. The Hawks are getting ready to trade the number three pick to the Dallas Mavericks. Evidently, Luka Doncic is the one that they want. The Hawks would then drop down to number five. They'd also get a pick in the first round next year from Dallas. So that's the breaking news that we're hearing right now here. And the Hawks are now back up. And here's the pick. There it is. Luka Doncic is now an Atlanta Hawk, but evidently not for long. So that's your first shocker, your first surprise right there. The Hawks taking Luka Doncic, evidently looking to trade him to the Dallas Mavericks. And then if Trae Young is available at number five, it looks like Trae Young, who many people think could be the very next Steph Curry, is going to be an Atlanta Hawk. So there it is, guys, the first shakeup. The Hawks make the big move right here. They're talking about Luka Doncic, but I do not think that he is going to be a Hawk for long, according to every report that we're hearing right now from ESPN. And you guys are hearing the same thing as well. So I want to give some more shout-outs here to some folks who have joined us or at least peeked in on the broadcast on Facebook Live. I want to give a big shout-out to a longtime friend, Bruce Porter from the 216. Appreciate you. He is a big-time Cleveland fan. I know that he is going to be keeping his eye peeled on what is happening with the Cleveland Cavaliers. But again, the breaking news right now is the Atlanta Hawks have picked number three, Luka Doncic, but they are saying that there will be an immediate trade to Dallas. Dallas will be giving them a pick in next year's first round pick, and also they will exchange and now have pick number five. So it looks like the Hawks have made the first big draft move. They drafted Luka Doncic, but he is allegedly going to go to the Dallas Mavericks. Mavericks will then give the Hawks the number five pick, which if Trae Young is still available, that's the key to this. If Trae Young is not available, it does appear that Doncic will remain a Hawk. So this really gets kind of interesting. So if somehow, let's see who's at number four. Let's go back and take a look at who's number four. I think number four is that the Nets? Maybe not. I can't see. Well, taking a look here. Let me show you right here. Highest drafted international players. Yao Ming was drafted number one overall in 2002. Andrea Bargnani was drafted number one overall in 2006 by the Raptors. Darko Milkovic, number one overall, number two overall by the Detroit Pistons. Paul Gasol, number three overall in 2001. So as you can see, that number three pick is a good pick. And the Hawks have picked their own foreign player. But again, it looks like there's been a proposed trade to Dallas that Doncic would be gone to the Mavericks. If Trae Young was still available, and the Mavericks would pick Trae Young and immediately trade him to the Atlanta Hawks. Wow. How about this? Kind of crazy. Let's see what Doncic has to say here. See, hopefully you guys can hear this.
I'm glad, you know, I'm just happy to be in the NBA, you know. I'm just happy to be a part of that.
Now, Luka says that the only reason he hasn't heard anything is he doesn't have internet here in the States yet, so he hasn't heard from any coaches or any organization. But you have been a pro in the Euro League. How do you think that will compare to your pro career in the NBA?
I mean, you know, I have a lot of ex-NBA players in my team. I play against a lot of ex-NBA players, and I have some great teammates, you know. They talk so much, you know, and especially the NBA players, they've been talking to me about the NBA.
Luka Doncic, now a Hawk. For at least a few more minutes.
I think I'll be better.
All right, well, thank you for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Korea, Luka, thank
you. There it is, guys. Luka Doncic is a Hawk, temporarily at least. My Dallas back down a little bit, didn't want to get you so much volume, but at the end of the day, it looks like, again, he is not going to be a Hawk long. It looks like what's going to happen is they're going to turn around and trade him to the Dallas Mavericks, pending the Dallas Mavericks choosing Trae Young from out of Oklahoma. So that's the news right now, as the Hawks have made their pick. Luka Doncic goes number three, but he will still be going to Dallas, evidently, right away. Want to give a shout out to Bob Steen, 237. Who joined us at some point during the broadcast. Want to also give a big shout out to HW1196 again, who was right on top of the same reports that we had here, that Luka Doncic was picked by the Hawks, but he is going to Dallas. And Dallas will then, of course, draft Trae Young, and he would come to Atlanta. This looks like MJ Ortega, number three, has joined us. Thank you so much for joining us here on Periscope. Please share the broadcast if you could. We love the hearts to see it as well. And again, we appreciate each and every one of you as we are simulcasting, actually triple casting. We're on blocktalkradio.com. That's our podcasting system. We also are on the Real Talk Sports Facebook page, doing Facebook Live. And we also are on Periscope as well. So we are doing a triple cast here tonight as we are here live from Atlanta, literally just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, about maybe, 20 minutes. That's about it. And I do cover the Hawks during the season. Hopefully we'll be covering them again this year. I'm not quite sure what our status will be this year, but like I said, we do have some stuff online, and we're going to try to put up some more things from last year's draft. Last year's draft was kind of fun. Especially when we got a chance to meet the players in the official press conference by the Hawks. It was really very interesting to see how the moms shined at those press conferences. So, again, that's the breaking news here from Atlanta. Hawks have drafted Luka Doncic, number three overall, and it looks like it was part of a trade to Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks would then draft Trae Young, trade him to Atlanta, and then they would turn around and give Atlanta also the number one draft pick in next year's draft as well. So that's the news that is coming here out of Atlanta, and we appreciate those of you who have joined us here on the broadcast. Again, we are looking to get some call-ins. I'd like to get your opinions on what you think about what's been happening so far. I guess you want to kind of wait until we get a little bit deeper in the draft before we call in. But if you do want to call in, 347-326-9991. Sean Jr. Show Radio is back. Well, it looks like you were pretty much on point there. In fact, that Jaren Jackson is saying he's going to be the number four pick. Well, let's take a listen here as Memphis Grizzlies are now with their pick on the board. Well, got a few groans there. I'm not sure why. Jaren Jackson was a definitely a top five pick. Everybody had him there. So there you go, Jaren Jackson now with the Memphis Grizzlies. That makes sense. Yeah, Grizzlies. If you listen to Bernie Bickerstaff, the coach of the Grizzlies, he talked about the fact that the Grizzlies were a blue collar team. That is their MO, and he said they were going to continue to bring that no matter who they drafted, that they would have or they want to have that rugged blue collar style. Well, who better to keep that going with him than the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, Jaren Jackson? So Jaren Jackson Jr. goes at number four to the Memphis Grizzlies, now setting up what was the proposed trade between the Hawks and the Dallas Mavericks. The Hawks would draft number three, grab Luka Doncic. The Dallas Mavericks would then turn around and draft at number five, Trey Young. The swap would be ensued by the two teams, along with Atlanta getting Dallas's first-round draft pick in next year's draft. So let's see if that's exactly what goes down. It looks like that's what's about to happen. So here we go as we get set and get ready for this potential trade to go through and look for, again, Dallas to draft Trey Young. And if Trey Young is the pick, he will, in fact, go to Atlanta. That's the understanding, along with the next year's number one draft pick with Dallas Mavericks, which actually would set up Atlanta very well. One of the things that I've been talking about repeatedly is the fact that LeBron James very much likes Trey Young. So what better bait or inducement to bring the king to Atlanta than to draft the player that he seems to have in the most high esteem in the NBA draft? I'm just saying. Of course, people said, Minister, you're dreaming. I am, but I mean, it'd be so great to have LeBron here. Again, what I'm going to do is when I get the chance, I'm going to repost some of the past interviews I've had. And we've actually had some interesting interaction with King James. One time he kind of called me out a little bit in the press conference a couple of years ago when the Cavaliers were playing the Hawks in the playoffs. And also in the locker room, we've had some interesting every now and then, a little back and forth with the King. So, again, we're excited to see what is going to happen right now. It does appear that Dallas is still on the clock. I'm not sure what they're thinking about. Maybe they are fine-tuning the trade between themselves and the Hawks in terms of what the Hawks are going to get. And I'm sure that once the pick is made, which will be Trey Young, you'll see some of the options that both teams are looking at as far as to put together a trade. So this is pretty cool. Now, also keep in mind, guys, that the Hawks have multiple picks in the first round. The Hawks literally have four picks out of the first 34. So keep in mind that the Hawks are really going to put themselves in good position to have a team that's going to contend for the future. See, one of the things that I've always thought about when they begin to break this team up is simply hashtag Hawks 2020, because I think that's really the Hawks' target, is to try to have a team that will be a championship contender in the 2020 year. So next year, not necessarily trying to do too much coming up in the 18-19 season, but definitely either in the 2019-2020 season or 2020-2021 season. In fact, the Hawks will be looking to put together a real contending team. So don't be shocked if Trey Young is not the guy. Remember, Travis Schlenk, who is the general manager for the Hawks now, he came as part of the GM staff from the Golden State Warriors, and he was on that staff as an assistant when they drafted at number nine, I believe at that time, Steph Curry. Many people compare the two of the guys, not only because of the shooting, but keep in mind also because both guys were kind of slight of build. There's a lot of question. Could they guard in the NBA? Could they actually guard their position? And of course, we've seen what Steph Curry has done, his unbelievable shooting range, his ability to get to the basket, even at his quote-unquote slight build. And when he's on top of his game, the ability to dish the ball off has made him one of the great superstars of the league. Okay, Dallas Mavericks, now the pick is in. Let's see what goes on here. Here we go. And it seems like it's a wrap, boys and girls. It's official. Trey Young is a Dallas Maverick, but probably not for long. Remember, it is a proposed trade that's on the books right now. Dallas Mavericks trading Trey Young to the Atlanta Hawks for Luka Doncic and a first-round pick in next year's draft. But it is official. Trey Young is, for now, the number five pick. in the NBA draft 2018 of the Dallas Mavericks. So we'll see what all comes out of that. Appreciate those of you again who have been joining us here on both on Facebook Live and on Periscope. A big shout again to Sean Jr. Show Radio. He's been spot on so far. He's picking now Mohamed Bamba to be the next pick overall at number 5. So we'll see if that's the case or no. We'll see in just a moment. Take a peek at that and kind of see what's cooking here. But right now, excuse me, at number 6, I'm sorry. But the bottom line is that Trae Young is now a Maverick, but we don't think he'll be a Maverick for too long. We think that he will be in a situation where he is going to be traded to the Atlanta Hawks. And in fact, the Hawks would then also receive Trae Young and next year's number 1 pick of the Dallas Mavericks. So that's what we're thinking is going to happen right now. We're going to see in just a moment. And again, if you want to call in and join the conversation, boys and girls, you can do so by simply calling 347-326-9991. Again, the phone number is 347-326-9991. You can call in. We'll get you on the broadcast. You'll be able to be heard both on Periscope and on Facebook Live. So how cool is that? 347-326-9991. If we don't grab you immediately in the queue, hang with us because we will pick up and grab you shortly. So, again, we'd love to have you join us here on, again, the Facebook Live broadcast and on the Periscope broadcast. But more importantly, give us a call because the phone lines are open, 347-326-9991. Again, man, it's pretty cool. Again, we're doing this triple casting. I love it. We're, as we broadcast on every potential portal that we can, we're on Block Talk Radio, we're on Periscope, and we're also on Facebook Live as well. And we are just, like I said, really excited about being able to try to do all these things simultaneously. So how cool is that? I'm going to go ahead and update our information. I'm going to update our information here on Facebook so people can see what we're talking about, because it does appear, it doesn't really say, it just says I'm on live. So we're going to go ahead and change that, let everybody know that we are here live from the ATL. And Trae Young is now on Talk on Radio. Of course, it's kind of, it must be kind of weird for these guys speaking when they kind of, maybe he hasn't heard yet that they might be possibly traded to another team. So you have to sit there and talk about the team that just drafted him, like, I'm excited to be drafted and all that kind of good stuff. But you say to yourself, he's going to be gone. He's not going to be with Dallas. So it's got to be kind of weird for those guys when those kind of things happen. That's what makes the NBA draft and all these draft shows interesting. Sometimes they last a little bit too long, but this is what really kind of makes them kind of fun, the kind of the intrigue and the behind the scenes. Who's trading who? Who's getting the draft pick? Who's got the best out of the draft? As a matter of fact, good Lord willing, next week or maybe later on this week, we might do another show and ask everyone out there and bring in some experts to who they felt, sight unseen, now nobody's played a game, who got the best deal in the draft. So again, it's pretty cool. I'm going to check and see and make sure that we are still being heard loud and clear across the airwaves here. We're going to check our text here and see what people are saying here on the text line. Let's take a peek and see what we got here on the text line. Text line is saying, hello. Let's see what's saying here about us on the text line here. Trying to get some feedback. It does appear that everybody is hearing us good, so that's fantastic. Again, Trae Young, who's the next pick now? You know, it's too bad that we have to get a sponsor to give out some prizes, because when people are just accurate so far, Sean Jr. Radio Show is 6-for-6 on the draft picks, guys. 6-for-6 as Mohamed Bamba, as he just predicted from Texas, is gone at number 6 to Orlando Magic. They're, of course, hoping that he will be the next Dwight Howard, bringing them some much-needed skill sets and strength at the center position. So Mohamed Bamba, center out of Texas, born in Harlem, New York, now goes to the Orlando Magic at pick number 6 in the 2018 NBA draft. And shout outs again to Sean Jr. Show Radio, who has been watching us on Periscope, who has been spot on and who has hit it on the the money for every single pick so far. He's 6 for 6. So give big shout-outs to him. Big shout-outs to our man Sean Jr. Radio Show. So, again, we appreciate all of you guys who have watched us so far. Hopefully you are enjoying our broadcast. We'd love to have you follow us anywhere on social media at Real Talk Sports 7. That's where we are. You can find us anywhere there. We are on Periscope. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Snapchat, but I don't know how to use Snapchat. So you'll see us there, but I haven't snapped anything because I don't know how to do it. Just saying. So I'm going to have to take some remedial courses. And that's a funny thing to say for a guy that does social media for his radio station, WIGO 1570, that I am not able to figure out Snapchat yet, but I will. I believe I will do it. Again, let's take a peek here. We might have somebody on the line that's joined us on the Blog Talk Studio line. Let's take a peek. Nope. I heard a ka-ping. I thought somebody had joined us here on the line. All right. Here we go. Sean Jr. Radio Show is trying to go 7 for 7. He's predicting that Michael Porter will be the next pick of the Chicago Bulls at number 7. So let's see, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are with us on Periscope, can the Sean Jr. Radio Show go 7 for 7 in the NBA 2018 draft? We will find out in just a moment as everybody gets set here. Again, you can call us, guys, and you can be part of the broadcast because we are podcasting this at the same time that we're doing live video. So you can call us at 347-326-9991. Again, 347-326-9991. You can check us out on check us out live here, and you can call in and we'll make you part of the broadcast. How about that? How about that? So I'm just going to type in here, everybody know. Hawks make a trade. And we'll see all what happens here with all the stuff that's going on here. And again, we appreciate all those of you who have, again, decided to watch us. We appreciate it. Just like I said, it's just always good to be on when these things are happening. Makes a lot of fun to just do these things. I'm so happy that we have a lot of options here on what we can do. With the equipment that we have here, that we can do these kind of simulcast types of things, that we can, podcast, that we can do live video, all that kind of good stuff. Have you guys on the phone line, just lots of good stuff that we can do all at the same time. And we are just greatly appreciative of those of you who follow us on social media, those of you who have put up the hearts on Periscope, those of you who have joined us and logged on Facebook Live. We appreciate each and every one of you who have been a part of this broadcast and who've been a part of checking us out here as we have tried to bring you sports coverage from a different perspective. One of the things that we looking forward to is that sometime, hopefully later in the summer, that we'll be able to bring you some stuff from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They do really some wonderful things here in the community. So we hope that we can bring them on and let them talk to you and tell you some of the great things that they have been doing in the community to really impact young people, because that's what they do. Those guys out on the field, they actually really talk to these young men. Many of these young men have changed their lives. They have made a commitment to have a relationship with God, the Father, and through the auspices of the mighty Yeshua HaMashiach, which simply means Jesus the Christ or the Anointed One. So we are excited to bring those guys on. We also, from time to time, bring on people who talk about some things that are very difficult to talk about. Those of you, again, who have watched us know that we have brought young ladies on who have suffered abuse. We've had people from all different walks of life on. And the reason why we do that is because we are always trying to do things differently. We're trying to, really kind of push the envelope, but more importantly, give you really sports from a different perspective. That's really our goal, is to try to do that. So we're going to continue to bring you some things that are a little bit different from time to time. So hope you don't mind. We do ask you to please support by following us on social media, tweet at us, all that kind of good stuff. We'd love to interact with you. We do a lot of activity on Twitter. But the cool thing is you can find us anywhere on social media, the same handle, Real Talk Sports 7. So it's Real Talk Sports, the number 7. And we be there. We are right there broadcasting to you. So, again, we appreciate you. And, again, we got some good stuff on Instagram. Put some inspirational stuff up there. We have some things from courtside from the Hawks. We do some things from on the field pregame with the Falcons. So we bring you the look that the big boys give you. So you got to check us out from time to time at Real Talk Sports, the number 7. For those who have been watching us on Facebook Live, I will please encourage you to share the broadcast to your timeline, to friends' timeline, so people can take a look at what we're doing here. Again, we wanted to give you guys a peek. We're going to be wrapping up in about another 15 minutes or so. Again, share it, and please call in. Call. Give us a call. We'd love to have you on as part of the broadcast. That's one of the things we like to do. We like to bring, everybody on. If you check out our live broadcast when we go out to various places, you'll see that we will bring people on. If the people are there at the sports bar or the sports grill that we're at, and they talk about, hey, we know a little bit about sports, we're going to bring you on, and we're going to let you do your thing. So we'll let you do it tonight. All right, let's see here. Let's see if there's a trade, baby. There it is. There you go, guys. It's official. As we reported earlier, that's the trade terms. Let's see now if Sean Jr. can go 7 for 7. Womp, 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 womp. That was our first miss of the day for the Sean Jr. radio show. It appears that Wendell Carter is the pick of the Chicago Bulls from Duke, going number 7, breaking the Sean Jr. radio show of 7 consecutive right picks in the draft. We want to congratulate him. Brother, stay in contact with us. Please follow us on social media so we can find some way. I don't know where we can get you, but I'm going to try to find a way to give you something, at least a shout-out. But if we can find something else that we can get to you, we'll do that as well. I appreciate you going a perfect 6 for 6, hitting the first 6 picks right on the nose. So, again, kudos and shout-outs to Sean Jr. Radio Show for being 6 for 6 in the initial first 6 picks of the NBA draft, which we are watching live from just outside of Atlanta. Again, for those of you who are just tuning in here on Periscope or on Facebook Live or on Block Talk, the breaking news is this. It's the Sean – let me get it right. It's just simply the Sean J. Show, okay? I'm calling him Sean Jr., so it's the Sean J. Show, and that's S-E-A-N-J Show Radio. So follow him on Periscope. I'm sure he's got some great stuff going on. And, streaks are meant to be broken. That's right. Sean Jay is a good fellow about it. He said, hey, man, he gave it a run. He was 6 for 6. In fact, he was the only person that really kind of jumped in and took a shot at the whole thing. So we want to give him kudos. We also want to give kudos to an earlier log on to Periscope, which was HW1196, who also talked about at the same time of the Luka Doncic pick being traded. So, again, shout-outs to everybody. Shout-out to it looks like Dana Fromander joined us on Periscope. If that person's still there, appreciate you. HW1196 is back on. We just gave you a shout-out. Just letting you know we appreciated you for joining us earlier. We appreciated your hearts as well. And we'll ask you please to share the broadcast with other people and let people know that you can follow us on social media at Real Talk Sports 7. Okay, to bring it back to you again, Michael Carter from out of Duke, the center, is the pick of the Chicago Bulls at number 7. The Cleveland Cavaliers are now on the clock with the number 8 pick. So who is Team LeBron going to pick at number 8? And is LeBron going to hang around and be able to play with whoever they draft as number 8 pick? That's going to be the big question. I think we'll know better on based on who they draft, if LeBron's going to hang around or not. So this is going to still continue to be interesting. We're going to hang around probably through the first 10 picks or so. And then at the 8:30 hour, we're probably going to shut it down for the evening. But again, we thank God for those of you who have hung out with us here as we have watched the draft live from just 20 miles outside of downtown Atlanta. And here, as we have covered the trade of the Hawks and the Dallas Mavericks, that's the big news right now. Hawks trade the rights of Luka Doncic, the number three pick they selected. Let me put it this way. They will trade a Luka Doncic, the number three pick, to the Dallas Mavericks for the rights to negotiate and to sign Trae Young, who the Dallas Mavericks picked at number five. The Hawks also will get a first-round pick in next year's draft to be determined based on, I'm sure, certain parameters that were laid out in the trade. So the Hawks making some moves. Trae Young, they hope that he will be, in fact, the next coming of Steph Curry or more. Who knows? And, in fact, could that be enough bait to get LeBron James to come to Atlanta? You said, Preacher, you keep talking about LeBron coming to Atlanta. He don't want to come here. Well, you know, if you don't ask, you don't get. So we're saying, LeBron, come on. Come on. Okay. Sean J. Radio Show says that Michael Porter will now go to the Cavs. A lot of people are liking that pick because if he's healthy, that's the big key. If he's completely healthy, he has skill sets. Now, I'm going to be very careful when I say this. Similar to LeBron James with being a big man that can handle the ball. He's actually a little bit taller. He has a good shooting range, can handle the ball very well. And when he is healthy, is a prodigious scorer around the rim. But the key thing is he healthy? Because remember, a back is a problem. Remember, in the case of former Orlando Magic great Dwight Howard, once he suffered that back injury, he really was never the same player. We saw that here in Atlanta. Of course, he's older, obviously, but he really was never the same player once he really suffered with those back injuries. So Michael Porter, outstanding player, is going to be a real stretch whether he's going to be able to fulfill everything here that he is supposed to do for the whoever picks him at whether it be eight or not. Here's LeBron's options here. He's got to opt in or opt out of a $35.6 million contract salary that he would have. Now, here's the thing. Even if they get a Michael Porter, now this could get interesting because now LeBron could have another guy that could hopefully give him some help with scoring. And then there's some talk that CP3 would opt out of his year next year in Houston and join LeBron in Cleveland. Because they do need to go out. Okay, here's Cleveland's pick right here. Oh, ho. Uh-huh. Womp, womp, womp. Well, looky here. It does appear that Team LeBron may be staying in town. That pick of Sexton, Colin Sexton, lets you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's a good possibility that the king is going to remain with his kingdom in Cleveland. Yeah, Sean J. Radio Show. Well, like I said, what that's telling you is most likely is that LeBron is going to stay put because what were they really missing? What he was missing is that guard, that guy that could make his own shot, that guy that could be a distributor to take some of the pressure off of him to being a distributor, a guy that could give him, can't necessarily compare this young man to Kyrie Irving because I think that when Kyrie's not injured, he's one of the top four or five players in the NBA. So I don't know if he's going to bring you that level, but he gives you that want, that, you know, that angry man play. So it's going to be very, very interesting. But I think that's a bellwether sign that LeBron is going to stay put. I think that he's going to stay in Cleveland now. They have picked up the young man out of Alabama, who everybody's very high on, Colin Sexton, who we saw do a phenomenal job in the March Madness NCAA playoffs. A very aggressive player. A guy that evidently could make his own shot. And he seemed to be very, very clutch. Made big play after big play for Alabama, especially getting them through the SEC tournament and then later in postseason play. So, again, that's you got. Colin Sexton, now a Cavalier. And I think that now lets you know that they are going to reload in Cleveland. They're probably going to be looking for another shooter somewhere to replace Kyle Korver. Don't be shocked if CP3 still doesn't come to Cleveland potentially. To groom young Sexton and to be, give some immediate firepower to LeBron James. We just don't know how it's all going to lay out, but we do know that Michael Porter is not the pick. Colin Sexton is. He is a guard. He's a very skilled guard. He makes his own shot, And it just, to me, seems like that's the bell to let you know that LeBron James might be staying around, boys and girls. He may not be going nowhere. As the king might be keeping his kingdom still in the land. What do you guys think? We're going to open the phone lines up for a few more minutes longer here. The phone number to call in is 347-326-9991. Love to hear from you. I'm going to get a chance here to take a quick little break here. I'll take a little commercial break, and then we'll be back with more of the Real Talk Sports Show in just a moment as we are watching the NBA draft live along with you from here in Metro Atlanta. We'll be back in just a moment.
Attention promoters, event organizers, and committees. If you're looking for a place to have your next big event, you must check out the C-Room Multiplex. The C-Room Multiplex cordially invites you to book your next artist or to host your next big event at the C-Room, specializing in the following areas: CD release parties, showcases, fashion shows, movie premieres, birthday celebrations, wedding receptions, banquets, pastor's anniversaries, special events, and more. At the C-Room Multiplex, we also offer catering and decorating packages. For more information, call us 678-823-5124. That's 678-823-5124. Or visit us on the web at crumatlanta.com. That's c-roomatlanta.com. The C-Room is Atlanta's premier Christian entertainment venue. The C-Room, 4013A Jonesboro Road, Forest Park, Georgia. Mention this ad for special prices.
This is Mr. Jonathan Simmons, host of the Real Talk Sports Show. Do you like the positive sports stories you've been hearing? Well, partner with us to help keep the good news of sports on the air. We have great audio, video, and internet advertising packages available to promote any size business or event. Contact me directly at 678-410-9833 or send me an email. sales@realtalksports.net. We'd love to partner with you to keep the good news in sports on the air.
Alrighty, we are back. Welcome to the Real Talk Sports Show. We're here in the final 5 minutes here as we are wrapping up here, watching with you the NBA draft. The biggest news has come out of the place where we are, Atlanta, Georgia. If you're just tuning in, the Atlanta Hawks have made a trade. They picked number three, a guy who many people felt might have been the best player in the draft, Luka Doncic, the European All-Star. They are trading him to the Dallas Mavericks because the Mavericks at number five picked the guy that the Hawks really wanted, which was Trae Young. And they also will get a first-round pick in next year's draft as well. So the Hawks look like they're trying to take a little bit out of the page from the Boston Celtics, where they're trying to stack up on picks, stack up on picks, and put themselves in a position where they are able to really have a team that is going to be contending for an NBA title sometime either in 2019 or in 2020 or 2021. So that's what we got right here, and I'll zoom back in here, guys. Here I am, everybody. Anyway, like I said, again, we appreciate those of you who joined us here. We got about 5 minutes left in the broadcast as it wraps up here, as we have been watching the NBA draft live along with you guys here on the Real Talk Sports Show. We broadcast usually on a Thursday, which today is, and we're excited to go ahead and watch along with you. Okay, let's see who's on the clock now. All right, looks like the Knicks are up. A lot of folks look unhappy. The Knicks at number nine pick Kevin Knox. I'm not quite sure what the thinking is on that. He wasn't one of the guys that was necessarily rated a top 10 pick. So I don't know. I want to give a shout out to Noah Brown, underscore Noah Brown, who joined us on Periscope. Appreciate you. Glad you were able to join us here on the broadcast. Again, you can call in, folks, as we get down to the final couple of minutes of the show. 347-326-9991. Also want to thank those people who have joined us and been kind to watch us here on Facebook Live as well, as we have been here giving you a little bit of the draft, NBA draft here on draft night. I want to give a shout out on Facebook Live to Doug Lehman, who dropped in to join us for a few minutes. We want to thank God for him. He does a great job with what he does. He does some live broadcasting and does some great sales training. You can check him out, Doug Lehman. That's D-O-U-G-L-E-H-M-A-N, Doug Lehman. Check him out. In layman terms, I believe, is the name of his podcast. Great guy, does some great work, especially if you want to get a real good idea about some sales training and sales techniques. So just letting you guys know that. Again, Real Talk Sports 7, that's the place where we make it happen, boys and girls. We'd love to have you join us. If you're in the Atlanta area, please come on out and join us. We normally do our show on the road. For those of you who are familiar with us and how we do our business, we go out and do it there. But this is kind of a shocker. Once again, the Knicks have got their fans feeling some kind of way as they've drafted Kevin Knox, a guy that was not necessarily projected to be a top 10 pick. And he has been picked, and man from out of Kentucky. So very, very interesting, as the NBA draft always is. Well, as we're about to close, guys, I just want to do this as we always do. Like I said, again, we bring you sports from a different perspective. So before I leave here, I just want to make sure that you have a relationship with Mighty Jehovah God, because that is very, very important. As you can see with all the things going on here on the earth, it's important, man, that you know the Lord God for your own self. And the way you do that is simply by believing in His Son, Mighty Yeshua HaMashiach, which is simply Jesus, the Christ, or the Messiah, the Anointed One. Real simple. Confess your sins. Believe that the Lord raised Him from the dead, and the Bible says you shall be saved. And what does that mean, you shall be saved? What it simply means is as we walk through this earth, nobody is perfect. So we're going to make mistakes, make errors. The problem is with making errors is that technically there's a huge penalty to be paid. And God said, if you believe in My Son, Jesus Christ, He has paid the penalty once and for all for all of our sins. And that if we do sin, and when we do sin, we'll be able to come to God the Father, and He will forgive us of our sins because of what His Son, Mighty Yeshua, has done, Jesus the Christ. Look, guys, until the next time you join us on the broadcast, we appreciate you so much. Again, if you want to reach me, you can give me a call at 678-304-8121. That's our office number. You can give me a call, leave a message if I don't pick up. You also can remember, follow us anywhere on social media, the show itself, at Real Talk Sports 7. That's Real Talk Sports at number 7. You can follow me personally at Minister J S-I-M-M. So that's Minister, the letter J, S-I-M-M. This is short for Minister Jonathan Simmons. So again, we thank God for each and every one of you who have decided to join us, and we look forward to you joining us next week. You come and check us out, man, because we love it when you're here. All right, everybody, God bless you, and good night.
Whoa, buddy.